A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from The Voice of America on Monday, November 21st, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about President Robert Mugabe and his succession.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
A Live Talk, as usual, goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065, 13860 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voadebele.com and www.voashona.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about President Robert Mugabe and the politics of succession in Zimbabwe.
92-year-old President Robert Mugabe has for the first time hinted on his retirement, while also admitting that his country is facing serious problems.
According to the state-owned Sunday Mail newspaper, the nonagenarian said that he had used his time in office to fend off the West's spirited machinations to destroy ZANU-PF and the ideals that the party stands for. Mr. Mugabe said that if he were to retire, he would do so properly.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. Remember that we are live streaming on our Facebook pages, so follow us too on Facebook.
Onguka hama wadiwa nasi tinauti tinge tichi tarisa ene masho kwe mtukamiru wenyika wa Robert Mugabe. Kuti pane wamu wa mbatu iri wakava buritira makano wachita urayo kuti pane wamu wa rukuzi G40 kuchituo wamwe wachizuti timu la koste. Asi wa Mugabe waka tipo kana nguwa yawe kuti waende pa mjigandi gere ya kwana waka sununguka kuti wange wachienda mune shakanaka. Sema onirenyu wa Mugabe munere wekuti anga shike pa kuti aywa ini nda kusi. Siyabasa se matauro abargu shiita. Gibbs.
Yawambe zuluwa ndawalingali chona njani lapeliko na kuna ngapo tina ngapa siyapila ke Washington DC. Ye, eskuluma hako la mtlanje iloko kulunye umunumzana Robert Mugabe na umunga melewe Zimbabwe. Oti uza suga ngesikati so kumele asuge ngaso. Kumele asuge futi ngaloko kufunagala yo ngemtetu elizwe. So ke uti akubona uti abantu abase nchona langa. Singati pilitani le meliga. Sebeza mega kulu kutipa mkipesi kulienu kutuwa kwe lula. So uti ena ngwake umona zani sengobi ile sibilo kwa makama. Ye upidu wakuluma sibili ngukune ngi umonga meli Robert Mugabe lange noto. Ziti noto ezi bapu yebo nti umnotuwa nkono wazani kawensi kutle wanu ya tatari kanje. So ngukuluma wakake uti ye nyawazi tukunja alo. Abaza ngichele uti ngisichie skunda ngila kuti ngisichie kutuwa kama ngichele kutle pela. So uchunjalo ke umonga melumka.
Onguka hama wadiwa makasu nunguka kuti munge mochiti fonera tichita rao nyaye kuti munoona sei ne nyaya yeku netana kutukita vanubatoreza anupi fachirwira chigaro. Uye se zvandabo bvunza pekutanga munoona vamugabe vachisiya here vakanzi nevanhu aiwa penyu pakwana. Asi tirikuona kuti kekutanga Gibbs vamugabe vakatendawo kuti aiwa zvinhu munyaya dzezveupfumi hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Nekudaro nyaya dzeupfumi dzinoda kuti dzigadziriswe pari kuya mabond notes aya. Anokwanisa here kuti anga achigadzirisa zvinhu.
Yei, nyokukuruma ke kukablessing kunapo ke kuyaziva kuti ngevhiki zayo amabond notes azave setshenziswa kunapo ke kwele Zimbabwe. Isu sikhathi sokuti umongameli ubuya ngesikhathi umongameli sithi wazana umnotho ulala ngogedla. Uti ke kona ungani kuya phazamisa kakhulu yilabo abazama ukuthi batshintshe ke uhulumende wabo. Sike saposista kumbe ngithi sike sathumeza imlayezelo ethize khona lapha ke ku Studio 7 ku Facebook. Sasusa sibili abantu abaningi kade bekhuluma ukuthi babona njani kodwa balolu blessing. So abantu abaningi bathi umongameli sehlele kakhulu ngakho ngawo uyajiya nje.
And of course, for those of you who are just joining us, a good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about President Robert Mugabe and the politics of succession. Of course, President Robert Mugabe turned 92 in February, but his ruling ZANU-PF party is saying they are going to field him in the elections coming up in 2018. Though some are saying that Mr. Mugabe by now should have retired, and he happens to be the only leader that Zimbabwe has known. He was the country's first prime minister in 1980 when Zimbabwe got its independence before becoming an executive president. So, of course, though Mr. Mugabe has aged, he is showing no signs of slowing down or handing over power to any individual. But of course, this has resulted in political tensions rising in his ruling ZANU-PF party. There are now alleged to be two factions, one called Team Lacoste, allegedly led by Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa, and another called Generation 40 or G40, that is allegedly led by Mr. Mugabe's own wife, Grace Mugabe. So we want to hear from you. What is your take on all this, Gibbs?
So I've got these messages, Blessing, that are coming in right now from Zimbabweans who are writing from every part of the universe. So we've got one, Thomas Muchenje, who says, I don't know which people he is talking about, rather than the majority who are suffering. I guess these people are suffering because of his government. If he says those in ZANU-PF could understand him to say or try to push him out, no, it's all the people who want to push him out. Then we've got Tungamira Ingezi, who says Mr. Mugabe is a useless leader. So then we've got Titus Chidida, who says to say that he will retire if people tell him that he is failing to properly run the country is totally absurd. Everything that is Zimbabwean wants him gone. And then yes, by saying he has overstayed his welcome. So that is a message from Titus Chidida there. Tichaona writes, he's afraid of Mr. Donald Trump. Yes, I think that he wants to retire because of Mr. Trump, who's coming into power. That's another kind of message there. Then we've got Lloyd Masie, who says, besides the majority of Zimbabweans that are tweeting against Paul Notts for regime change, there are so many even in ZANU-PF who want him to go. They want to tell him loud and clear that he has to go. Then we've got Teachman Sabe, who says, which people is Mr. Mugabe talking about? He doesn't love anyone anymore. He's just pretending as if he loves people. He doesn't love them at all. And then Honorable Bafana Kufa says, endorsing a 92-year-old to be a sole presidential candidate. Kiki, you know the laugh, on Facebook. So he says, why endorse such an old man for the 2018 general elections.
I think we have our first guest, ZANU-PF member of parliament and the central committee member, that is Honorable Joseph Chuma. Honorable Chuma, good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
We are doing great and thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you. Gibbs, you can fire away.
Yeah, so I guess you actually also read the article in the Sunday Mail, and you've got some other opinions in ZANU-PF about the president and his stay in power. And of course, Mr. Chuma, you have said previously that Mr. Mugabe was elected properly and therefore he should remain in power. So the president is actually saying that again, saying, you know, if ever I have to leave, I have to leave in a very proper manner rather than being pushed out by the West. So at the end of the day, the president is there to stay, right?
Well, yes. The president has got a mandate that was given by the people of Zimbabwe in the year 2013, which runs up to the year 2018. So I think, really, for anybody to entertain the idea of the president stepping down now or being removed out of power by any other means, I think is definitely malcontent in today's society. I'm saying so because today's society is a society of democracy, a society which embraces the principles that govern the rights of different countries, but in a holistic approach with bodies like the UN, in Africa there's the AU, in Europe there's the Union, and stuff like that. But all of them coming together to say that there are certain principles laid down ways of how a person goes into office to become president or any other appointment there. So definitely then, anybody who entertains the idea of our president, Arajim Gabe, leaving office right now, is a sick mind and is not supposed to be part of today's society, because today's society talks of democracy. So the president is there until 2018. Come 2018, anything can happen. And candidates are brewed from the party. Candidates come from whatever party they belong to. So if our party decides to bring President Mugabe again as our candidate in 2018, so be it. Let him be anybody's brother. Let him be a brother of the European people. Whoever is president, I'm sure they have their own party, which can then be for their own candidate of their own choice, of their own age as well. This should be an independent thing. It should be a democratic thing. It should be an open thing.
Mm-hmm. But surely, Mr. Chuma, Mr. Mugabe is 92 years old. What does this say about your party? I mean, every other leader has managed to at least recruit a successor. We saw it happening in Mozambique. They are doing very well. It has happened in Zambia. I mean, does it mean that he and he alone is the only one who is capable of leading? Let's look at ZANU-PF alone without looking at the opposition. He's the only leader that can lead the country?
The president is not so well for Zimbabwe, not only in ZANU-PF, but Zimbabwe in general, because he has afforded us a chance to get education. We are educated, we are capable, we are able because of his chance when it came to education policy. He made sure that he gave us that we were educated enough. So therefore, for you to say that he's not going to believe that is really out of the way. We have a lot of people who can amply succeed the president, including myself as well. I'm well placed. I know the system. I know and I'm well versed in the economics and dynamics of the world. But what I'm saying is that everything has got its own time. When the time comes, yes, somebody will take over. So it's not like anything. We're given enough metal to those who need the country to start.
Mr. Chuma, Honorable Chuma, I think we are losing you. We'll call you on another line because this line is breaking. We can hardly hear you, Gibbs.
Oh, yes, that was a very difficult line to follow.
Mm-hmm.
So now we've got some more messages trickling in on Facebook. And one of the messages from Vosmos Msina, who says the president has a mandate to run Zimbabwe up to 2018. Still, he can go on to 2023 if people vote for him like they did in 2013, let it be. Then we've got Hambulume Zex, who says, everything under the sun has a beginning and an end, and it's not before his time comes. We are far behind other countries because of this president. Then Chimbizigani Chirume writes, my president is very good in feeding people with empty ideas, but when you get warm with your empty stomach, that's when you realize that the president is a big liar. Then we've got Matsasika Munyoro, who says, the president is not even ashamed of himself. He's telling people everything, every time. And then we've got Aliyah Latima, who says, did he say he'll retire gracefully or retire gracefully?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Rega, tiende ku nemterere wedu wekutanga. Tina fine, asele Victoria Falls.
Yes, one again, follow slap with Slovan. Slomnumzana ufine ye ufine.
Mm-hmm.
Victoria Falls unjan kuna hapo baba. Baba fine unjan. Kumbe ufine kumbe ufine. All right, Victoria Falls Slovan kuna hapo. Yeah, wazani what is Solomon?
Regatende kuna ba masilela ku South Africa makadi ba masilela. Mm-hmm.
Ndipo angu makadiniwo.
Aiwa tiripo nyari mudari roma inzwa iyi. Muri kuonawo sei?
Ndinotenda. Nawo iripo ka vamugabe vagarisa.
Mhm.
Vagarisa kutaura zvese zvavari kutaura kaizvo.
Mhm.
Kutenga nguva kwavari kuita uku.
Mhm.
Nguva yavo yakakwana kare te. Tataka totarisira kuti deno vakatosiya kunana 2008 ikoko zvinhu pazvakaoma.
Mhm.
izvototirwadza pazvinoti vatori nenguva yekutaura ngano dzavari kutaura ivo vakura kudaro.
Asi kavabasilela vezanu PF manzwa zvirikutaurwa naHonorable Chuma varikuti vamugabe vanovhoterwa nevanhu ndo utongoka hwejekerere.
Aiwa vachuma nga vataure chokwadi vamugabe vakaguma rini kuwina. Tingangotaura ndofunga tingangoguma kuna 1985 ikoko ndo kwakatanga kwakaguma kuwina. Imwe yese nguva yese ya vaingotibira mavhoti taivhotawozve taizviziva tiri kuvhotera pasi. Asi takatozotiza kumusha nokuda kuti taona kuti zvationomera hakusi kuri kuda kuti tinogara South Africa. Zvinhu zvakationomera nokuda kwaMugabe. Takatorerwa mabasa edu zvese zvikaparara zvese izvozvi tigere musango hatina chatingavinga kumusha. Izvozvi vaakutaura kuti vaoda kuunza bhondi noti. Bhondi noti rinotengepi? Dai vatomboedza kutotsvakawo vamwe vari fresh. Hatirambi kuti muzanu pf variko vamwe vechiduko vane njere dzichiri fresh. Chimwe tingangowirirana navo tikadzokera tikatanga kuumba Zimbabwe mwe chete.
Aiwa tino
ndofunga ndatoenda mashoro namashoko iwayo. Da kana vachinzwa vamugabe ka inguva yavo yokuti vabise ushe vapowo bhatye roushe kune vamwe tione kuti nyika ichaenda mberi here kana kuti zvinofamba sei. Hongu vakagona kutamba bhora ka asi bhora ravakatamba nguva yacho inokwanawo unobudawo papa wopa umwe kuti anwise kwete kuti vangoramba vachiti hai nokuti tinogona kunwisa hazvishandwe zvichidaro. Munhu kana akura anenge akura. Ndinotenda.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamasilela of course for those watching images on our screen. That was President Mugabe and President Jacob Zuma when they met in Harare to talk about bilateral trade. Right, Gibbs?
Yeah.
And you heard from Mr. Masilela, he was saying that he thinks Mr. Mugabe should have stepped down around 2008. You know, and he's saying the idea that he's staying because people are voting for him is not true. It's being economic with the truth because he says elections in Zimbabwe are rigged.
Yeah. So, this is a fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Yeah, akusitshela ukuthi ungathini ke umongameli uthi ye ulakho ukuphuma kodwa nxa iphuma kumele aphume kuhle phela.
Kumele ephume, kumele ephume kuhle but hayi ubaba usisikhathi senzima lo. Because ye asila msebenzi asilani uyabe lonto besila ukuthi hey 2.2 jobs zingaba sizivoni kodwa lokho sidubeka phansi ngabe bona baright because bayasuthi. Adiabo, tina mayuthi, tina sela future, tina abantwana yethu. Asaphakathi ukuthi senze abanye abantwana because impilo yakho nizima mdala. Hayi, asesithile ngapho efort. Asesithile sibili because angibona step down afaka umuntu olengqondo ezishabu because asesizwile ngapha. Hey, bona bafuna ukuthethela ama-bond notes, bona bakhathele ama-yurezi. Hayi, impilo yakho nizima ngapha. Yazi so abe kuyatshintshwa kumbeni kuvuke kuhle kuvotwe kumbi kathesikathesi kuhle kutshintshwe haye because ngapha thina bona ba-right because bona bahlezi kuhle bona abantu ba-right kodwa thina manje thina-ke antiyabo abakhangeli abanye abantu antiyabo bakhangela bona obabo babantwana antiyabo yiproblem ekhona abakhangeli thina esiku-ground force thina esiku-ground force thina yito esidubeka kakhulu antiyabo bona balokho bekhuluma wathwathi 1 million march njani njani thina singena msebenzi antiyabo khathesi bobathena besithi kuthiwa amastend istend yakhona ngaze ngiyakhe ngaze ngiyithole ngiyayakha ngani ingena mali angila 1 rand esikwamini angila shit angila spend kodwa uyabozwa besithi pambiyeni nizani hayi akungena besithimpile yazi asesithele nzima thina abantwana sesithele nzima asikwazi ukuthi hayi angikwazi ukuthi umuntu uyabe sithi usapoti zani angikwazi uyabe ngicabanga njani because hayi sesidubekile mdala sesidubekile for too long kakhulu hayi
so kulungiswa njani manje mnumzana khonokho kulungiswa njani?
Hello?
Kulungiswa njani?
Ha, kungona phume. I-solution yakhona yokuthi aphume umntana. Astepe down.
Kodwa phela ukuphuma khonapho kuyahlupha ke. Ukuphuma kuyahlupha ngoba kuthiwa wavotelwa phela ngabantu. Kuthiwa wavotelwa ngabantu phela uyaphuma njani?
Ah, akavotelwa ngabantu lo. Kazange ivotelwe ngabantu. Ake wavotelwa ngabantu abe waphuma kudala. Andiyabo. Yena kazange ivotelwa ngabantu. Andiyabo. Abe liyabuya ngapha ezimabhilizi obona ukuthi thina sidibele njani. Abe liyakubona ukuthi sidibele njani. Akulaluki uyahamba ebhenki uzothi akula mali. Kodwa wafaka imali yakho. Kodwa bona wafuna ukuthi lethe ama-bond notes. Ukuthi bona bavute imali zethu zonke ezisezivele emabhenki. Andiyabo. Ikokuba isimoko esikhona lapha eZimbabwe. Andiyabo. Andiyabo. Yizi khona. So, kuyahlupha vele lathi thina. Ukuzasela future vele thina vele isithethe ithwile eZimbabwe. Andiyabo. Asikakhululeki. Kodwa bathela ukuthi thina sakhululeka to 1980. But in 1980 yankhona lokhu ngakafiki vele because lokhu sisithila kuphela thina. Yithi sisithila sodwa ngabantu abamnyama. Andiyabo. Sithana sodwa. Abathila amakhiwa azingirira. Kodwa thina amakhiwa ayingazingiriri. Imali zazikhona. Sazibona. Imali zazikhona. Ilizwe labihamba. Kodwa kathese
bathena. Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana nje.
Kodwa.
Ye.
Andiyabo.
Yes, sizathi ukuthi sizabuza uchuma mbayimbayi. Wothi ke siqede lawe. Yeah, wothi siqede lawe khonapho ke ukuthi sikuzwile ukuthi okukhulumileyo sahamba sikhulume lo chuma sizothi uthini ngakhonoko. Otherwise, siyabonga kakhulu Mr. Fine khona ngapho eVictoria Falls.
Ah, alright, ngiyabonga.
Sibongela kakhulu. So that was Mr. Fine in Victoria Falls. He says, Mr. Mugabe should leave. You know, he's tired of, you know, him being in power. His party promised about 2 million jobs during the 2013 elections. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, as youth, he says people are really suffering.
Mm-hmm.
And he says there's this program that the president, this party, is actually mooting or is carrying out, you know, giving out people's stands. He says, right now, as it is,
mm-hmm.
he doesn't even have a rand in his pocket. So if he gets that kind of stand, what can he do with it?
Mm-hmm.
He says it's a useless kind of venture. It doesn't make sense. And he believes that, you know, the introduction of bond notes is designed to actually, you know, boost the pockets of those people in power. And he says, it's so unfair, it's very unfair,
mm-hmm.
because their money was looted last time and they want to do the same thing right now.
Mm-hmm.
So finally, he agrees with so many people that the president should leave. He says, that's the basis of the whole thing. I think we'll pose that kind of question to Mr. Chuma.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chuma? Yes, I think some of our callers are saying that Mr. Mugabe must step down because, you know, even what he promised that he would do for the people if they elect him, that's not being done. The economy is struggling. There's unemployment estimated by his critics to be around 90%. You know, everything that has to go wrong is going wrong in Zimbabwe.
I'm literally telling that things are going wrong and they are playing the time of having selected anti-1988 in the glory of political independence and forget about the economic independence. And then, later, when it passed the issue of land, you must know that the issue of land was not about families all. The white people were not angry because it took our.
Hello?
Yeah, the lines are really bad, Pleasant.
For those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about President Robert Mugabe and the politics of succession. Mr. Mugabe, according to some, hinted that he might step down, but saying that he would do so aggressively and that he would not be stampeded upon or forced to go into retirement. He cited the issue of economic sanctions imposed on him and his inner circle by the West for actually being responsible for the country's current economic crisis. But Gibbs, like the president said, he'll retire at his own time. But many of our callers are saying that, Mr. Mugabe should have retired ages ago. One actually said 2008, and that is no longer fit for purpose.
Yeah, so we've got so many messages of people actually complaining about his overstaying in power. One of them is Cuthbert Chaindepi. Cuthbert Chaindepi says the president has actually overstayed his welcome, so it's time for him to leave. Then we've got Ratzai, who says the president is always telling people the same story every time, and I don't know why he's still in power. And then Joseph Zgali writes, he must retire, otherwise people are going to be too angry to be seeing him every day. So the president must live very gracefully. And then we've got Menias, who only says, ho, ho, nai. So there's so many messages, you know, of different kind of tones, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see whether we've got some more. I'll try to peruse and get maybe some more of those.
Wonguka hamawadiwa makasununguka kuti muti uze kuti muri kuona sei mafambisirwo ari kuitwa nyika nemutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe uye semaonero enyu munhu here wekuti angati aiwa inirigai ndichimboenda pamujika ndigere vaMugabe vane makore makumi mapfumbamwe nemaviri 92 asi vari kuti ivo vari kuda kuti vanga vachikwikwidza musarudzo dziri kuitwa idzo muna 2018. Munoona here vachikwanisa kusimudza nyika nemakore akadaro iyayo asi veZANU-PF vari kuti aiwa vaMugabe varatidza kuti munhu anogona kutungamira zvemhando yepamusorosoro kunyange hazvo vanopikisa vachiti zvekutungamira izvi zvinenge zviri kukona ng'anga murapwa achida Gibbs.
I think we are joined by another guest, and that is Mr. Nick Mangwana, ZANU-PF UK chair. Mr. Mangwana, good evening and welcome to the show.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you doing?
No, good. How's London?
Kachando. It's a bit cold. But all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, Mr. Mangwana, unfortunately, Mr. Honorable Chuma's line has got issues, but we had asked a question that why is it that we have already noted that many ZANU-PF provinces are already endorsing President Robert Mugabe to run in 2018. Are there no capable leaders in ZANU-PF if a person who is 92 years old is still being expected to lead the country with all the problems that Zimbabwe is facing at the moment?
Oh, that's a very good question, gentlemen. It's a constitutional provision that says at our conferences, at every conference, we should declare the leader of the party elected at the last Congress, the candidate for the next election. So really, there is no room there for any other discretion because it's as simple as that. Do you get it?
Yes.
You seem to have had your breath taken out by that response. that's basically what what our constitution says.
But we are saying, should he not be preparing for someone to take over? Because he is admitting himself that all is not well within his party. Let's not talk about so-called external enemies. Within the party, he clearly noted that there is G40 and there is Tim Lacoste. So people in ZANU-PF are showing signs that they are not happy. They want a new leader against the factionalism.
I'm not sure how you interpret it. If people are ambitious, it does not mean they do not want the person that's there. It just shows people are getting, they are ambitious, they are looking forward to being leaders. But it's not a vote of no confidence in the current in the current leadership. No, it doesn't necessarily mean that at all. It doesn't mean that if you contest or you prepare to contest a primary election, you're simply saying the other person is a disaster. You might think you can do better. We might think I want to be in a strategic position to take over when the moment comes. Really, if we are flying, say, to Harare, and then you think in your mind whether the clock is saying that or not, or whether the flight meter is saying that or not, you think we might be landing in 2 hours' time. And you start preparing yourself to make sure all your bag is in the right place, everything is in the right place, you've completed your landing card. That does not mean that you are saying the pilot is the best pilot. Mm-hmm. It just shows you are preparing to land, or you are preparing to, you want to be in a strategic position when the landing time comes. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Okay. Please, do stay on the line, Gibbs.
So, I'm going to Isaac Mpofu, Baba Mpofu, how are you? Baba Mpofu, how are you? I'm going to go to the house. I'm
going to go to the house. I'm going to go to the house. I'm going to go to the house. I'm going to go to
the house. I'm going to go to the house. I'm going
to go to the house. I'm
going to go to the house. I'm going to go to the house. I'm going to go
I'm going to go to the house. Kodwa ngabona umuntu ehlale embusweni isikhathi eside njengaleli keshe akavotelwana wathatha izinto akuwayenza ukuthi ungunkulunkulu wayo. So umuntu enjalo wena mfowethu thina njengoThuma uyacabanga ngenye imini uThuma ngakho ngambuza ngathi Thuma wena uwedwa awufuni ukuba yipresident na? Ngoba uSezimbabwe la umntwana waseZimbabwe, why ungafuni ukuba yipresident? Mawulokubusa ikhehla kuze kube 92 years noma nawuyise kaThuma ebeloku emthayela umthetho ehlule kuka yakho yakumuzi yabe ingqondo yakhe incane kakhulu. Into eyenza izano vele ingqondo zabo mina ngangizibheka zincane kakhulu Dube. Akuyeke ukukhokhelwa umuntu many years, 30 something years, uloku ukhokhelwa umuntu oyodwa wena uyabe ungathi awufundanga yini okuhambisana esikolweni.
Hayi, siyakuzwa sibili njani. So pho manje uzahlala kuze kuthini ngemdala la?
No, umdala lo kabamnyekele umdala lo. Bana bamadoda sikhuluma iqiniso yibo ababe kumdala lo phambili bamnyenza abe nje yazanazi ukuthi ngingafanisa njengani. Babeke nje inyinto phambi kwabo ukuthi ibavalele batshontshe kahle ngoba bayakwazi ukuthi umdala ingaphuma lapho abanyeke batshontshe kahle amadoda ezano lawo. Manje babelokhu bezisunduzela umdala bethi mdala no sifuna ukwenza so hlala lapha la evuma ngoba ikhona into abamroba ngazo.
Balake ngamafutshane
yebo ube ukuthi umdala kayehle maye sezizwa yena ukuthi ukhathele kayehle kuthathe omunye umuntu asithi yali thina ukuthi kumbe kungabi yizano ebusayo ize kuze kuyefiwa a kodwa into esifuna sifuna kutshintshane utshintshe namhlanje kube ngulo kusase kube ngulo asilani ndaba ligamelithi zano li-right na ukuthi likhona kodwa ngali selifile igamelithi zano naye umdala lwefile akufe kungene into ekhanyayo.
Hayi, siyakuzwa-ke phosela ukugcina baba baba Mpofu.
Uyazi ukuthi ngisuuxoxele enye into encane nje. Omunye umama ufonile lapha e-South Africa kwenye iradio emini watshela abantu wathi lalelangitshele from namhlanje umngabe lozuma lingabavizi ukuthi ngama-president lingabahloniphi ngama-sluters labo bantu bayasilimaza khona manje into ezimbabwe kula ma-mine ngaba abanye abantu base-sadok ba-half ezimbabwe abanye half e-south africa ngabe kuphilwa kahle uyabona ukuthi omunye umuntu uyabona ukuthi why i-sadok ilimali ilinyazwa ngumngabe.
Hhayi, siyakuza kakhulu-ke Empofu.
Kodwa ndibekele ukubina kuthi ndoda ngifonela nami kule ezinye inhlelo ngiyabe ngikulaleli eyabe ngifisa ukuthi ngingene ungafoni phela anginamali insuku zonke ukuthi ngingafoni.
Oye, hayi, sizathi sikhangele iinombolo zakho ezithi every time nxa singavele si-advertise uhlelo la uthumeze khonapho-ke kuwhatsapp number yethu. Antula i-whatsapp number yethu?
Anginawhatsapp nto.
Ya, olright, sakuthumezela-ke ukuthi uthumeze njani umlayezelo.
Ngithumezele mhlawethi, uyazi ngingajabula kakhulu.
Ya, sibongele Mpofu baba, sibongele kakhulu.
Nami ngiyabonga mhlawethi.
Okay, bye-bye.
Umdala asibhedele thina kubusa abantu abatsha bazabona ukuthi iZimbabwe iyaphi.
No, siyabonga kakhulu baba.
Bye-bye.
So that was Mr. Isaac Mpofu. He's saying that Mr. Mugabe should have actually retired long back. He says he's now a liability to Zimbabwe. And to make matters worse, he pretends as if he's a god unto himself, you know, and is ruling Zimbabweans by all means necessary. You know, he says, what is wrong is the way people in ZANU-PF are conducting their politics. He says they are using the president in order to protect their own interests. And he says most of the kind of interests border on looting. He says nothing else. They want to loot and loot and loot, and because the president is not in any position now to actually tell them off. And he says, but basically, the president must go. And he says, you know, it doesn't matter even if ZANU-PF rules for good, you know. But what matters is changing leaders. Because you can have ZANU-PF, yes, let it rule. But just change the leaders as well, you know. Like what you always say, politicians.
Like diapers, need constant changing, you and both for the same reasons.
That kind of thing, yeah.
Tinemwe mterera ku Botswana, vatenge muda makadi. Hello, makadi. Vatenge muda ku Botswana, komre tenge muda makadi. Inenge iri kunetsa. Regai timboende kumhangura. I think ndiva Jamaica. Makadi kumhangura. Inenge yanetsawo namba yacho iyi. Regai tidzokere kuna vamangwana. Vamangwana muchiripo here parunare?
Aiwa parunare takamira zviri takateerera vari kuhereketa.
Ehe, muri kunzwa vari kutaura vari kuti aiwa kaushe madzoro. Munhu haafaniri kuita chipikiri charambira pamadziro kuti haaina handiende kana imo muzanu-PF macho nyangwe ichitonga kwadi kuuya vamwe vatungamiri.
Toita chiri chishono here kana toenda nechiro?
Handei nechishono.
Inhaurwa yatiri kuita iye zvino izvi inhaurwa yaifanira kuitwa in 2014 zvokuti nokuti muna December 2014 pane yatinoti 60 Congress yedu izvozvo takati mutungamiriri wedu anofanira kuita vamugabe. Saka kana vanhu vanga vachiti akoma wakuitei futi ndopataifanira kutaura izvozvo. Nokuti maererano nebumbiro remirao wedu nemutemo wedu reconstitution yezanu-PF tinoti malida edu anosarudzwa kamwe mumakore mashanu. Kunze kunge pataita zvimwe zvisakaitwa yatinoti maextraordinary circumstances okuti wachosen we were having an extraordinary congress. Saka musarudzi yatakaita iyoyo mu2014 vamugabe vanofanira kutungamirira musangano wezanu-PF kusvika 2019. Todzokerazve kunoita imwe sarudzo. Saka izvi zvokuti tichatitaura nyaya iyoyo nhasi inohikai imvura yateerera pasi pebridge. Handisi maona yaiya zambuko initori napasi pezambuko yainda zvayo mvura yachoi. Hapana zvatiri kutaura nezvazvo. Todzokera futi isusu senyika yezimbabwe sezvizvarwa zvezimbabwe mugore ra2013 taitoziva kuti vamugabe vane 8 and 9 years. Nokuti makore mwedzi mishoma yanga yapfuura, infact mwedzi mishanu yanga yapfuura, tanga tatopedza kucerebreta birthday ravo, tapemberera bavhude ravo rechi 8 and 9. Saka hakusi kuti tatadza kuverenga. Vanhu vaitoziva kuti uyu mutana uyuka uyu ana makore 8 and 9 ndokuchivhota. Vachiziva kuti kana tamuvhotera ne 8 and 9 anosvika 94 achiri kutonga. Saka zvienda zvinhu nemuchechetero wakadaro. Zvino pasarudzo mbiri dzakaitwa idzi, one yemhomho yezimbabwe neyechipiri yenhengo dzebato rezanu-PF dzese idzodzo idzo dzakaitwa vanhu vese vachiziva makore emunharaunda. Saka hamheno zvatava kutongotaura panapa. Ngatidzokerei kune ezanu-PF. Ndanchikuti inini zvamuri kuona zvitaurwa namaprovhinzi izvo zvamuri kunyanyovhunduka nazvo nokuhadzika nazvo izvi, musakahadzika henyu. Nokuti iyo izvozvo izvo ndo basa rekonferensi yacho. Ndibvumirei kukuverengerai kuitira kuti vanhu munyatsonzwisisa tichienderera mberi. Article 6 yeconstitution yezanu-PF. Article 6 section 33 inoti iyo, the powers and functions of the National People's Conference shall be, I'll skip the rest, ndongonanga ipapapo, shall be to declare the president of the party elected at Congress as the state presidential candidate of the party. Zvinoreva izvo kuti kusarudzwa kwakaitwa vamugabe muna 2014 kuCongress kwedu tinokumikizwa neconstitution yedu kuti muna 2015 taifanira kuti ndiwo candidate yedu 2018 muna 2016 futi tinotofanira futi kuti vamugabe ndiyo candidate yedu 2018 muna 2017 futi tinofanira kutaura zvimwe chechezvo izvozvo. Saka hakusi kuti kuconference kwedu kunoitwa sarudzo. Inongori resolution inotori standard yokutoti wese kuno kuchindokurandan kuno kuengland kuuk rather tiri kuungana musi wesaturday tichatoitawo resolution iyoyo nokuti hatitorina kana umwe mukana wokuita imwe resolution. Saka ndosaka ndiri kuti dzizongori nhaurwa zvadzo idzodzo idzo izvozvo izvo zvakatorerwa hoko ihoko yakatsirwa pasi iyo. Yeah.
Aiwa, tinotenda nekunyatsojekesa ipapo. Vamangwana, regai tiende kune vamwe vateereri vambenge foni dzavo dzambonetsa ndofunga vadzoka. Regai tange namukoma Jamaica vari kumhangura. Makadii?
Baya.
Ndivani? Vachibaya?
Hallo. Kabaya.
Kabaya.
Hongu.
Ok, tinotenda vakabaya. Vakabaya, tipeyo pfungwa dzenyu.
Zvinokashamadzwa kunzwa vanhu vachitaura kuti vamugabe vanodiwa nevanhu because nhasi uno vanhu vari kupinda mumastreet ava havasi ndivo vanhu vakasarudzwa vamugabe 1980 kuti vapinde pachigaro. Nhasi uno kana vati aiwa makundikana chizororai kwaita mhosva kana vachidiwa nevanhu vari kuroverei vanhu vari kuponderei vanhu vachidimbura vanhu maoko kuti mandiramba. Ndavari kuti nyepera vari kuti vamugabe vanodiwa ndidzo mbavha maministers avo nokuti vari kurarama nokuda kuti vamugabe vari pachigaro nokuti vari kuziva kuti vamugabe vakabva vachapinda majeri vari kuda kuti vamugabe varambe varipo kuti vaone kuba vovapedza upfumi hwenyika. Mari yedu 1980 tanga titi 1:1 nebritish pound not US. Saka na vachiti vamugabe vanogona vari kugona chii upfumi huchigondomoka vari vachitonga.
Asika vakabaya vari kutika vamugabe vari kukunda musarudzo uye hatingati kana paine vanhu vanovada tovati imbavha
ivo maministers zvavo vari kutaura kudaro havasi kuziva kuti vari kuba maelections havasi kuziva kuti vamugabe kubva 2000 vari kudyiwa maelections natsvangirai
pane umbowo here kana kuti ndezvekundari.
Munhu anoita mwedzi asati abudisa maresults parirani hatina mbotora kana 6 hours vabudisa maresults.
Aiwa, tapanzwisisa ipapo vakabaya.
Ndinonzi Chabaya.
Chabaya, akobane. Chabaya, ok. Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vachabaya pamhangura.
Tinotenda zvikuru.
Regai tiende kuBotswana kuna comrade Tenge Mudai here. Ameno. Makadi kuBotswana uko? Makadi.
Halo.
Makadi.
Ndi comrade Bengenukai.
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 Tikoresa master vanhu imi.
Master chakaoma.
Magarisa kuAmerica.
Pamwe mafunda acharega asingachozozwike pakutaura mazita. Alright, comrade Bengenukai, taura iti.
I know. Ndine urombo nekunzwa zviri kutaura zvese paredio kuti nepanews kuti maprovinsi ati zvakati zvakati. Izvozvi takaenda kuhondo isi kunorwisa kudzvanyiriri izvozvo dzvanyiriri watakuona nhasi uchiitika mukati menyika unodarika hwasimizi saka rusununguko racho riri papi. Vana vari kufira mumasango nyika pasi rese kwazara masango nekuda kwemunhu yanzi mugabe ii chatadza kuti angotiwa abve padyo papindo vamwe vachirushoka dzinobuda ropa chii
vari kutikanyika
yaparatatu vachiseko chepasi rese
vari kutika vamugabe vari kuvhoterwa nevanhu zvino vanhu vashoma vangangoti ngavasiyeka ivo vakavhoterwa nemamiriyoni evanhu mongoti vaakutosiya chigaro handiti ndosaka kuchendwa kusarudzo
mamiriyoni api acho ichitsotse kuti marizausa havabudise marizausi kana vadyiwa kana vabirayo ndikavanobudisa marizausi nokukasira.
Saka muri kusarudza
vanhu vechaungo tigira tigira vesa vatozva kuti unde mukuru wedu ya izvi tingachiba kuno kunde mukuru izvo mugabati vagari ndombava dziri kubamba kati menyika umu
pane
uwa dasire zviri kuitika mukati menyika fight for war kuti nhasi vanhu vazobamba mukati menyika umu.
Asi pane hombowo here vabengenukai kuti vanhu vari kubakana kuti saka muri kuti ngavasiyire umumwe
ngangobva papinde mumwe pachigaro ipapo chii chakashata mumwe mwana wezimbabwe apinde ipapo
aiwa
izvozvi tozva kuti kuna ana G40 Lacoste, what is that chii ichocho iye G40 acho iri mbamake imomomo vadi kuzvitsura izvozvo
aiwa tinotenda
hatisi kufara makomoditesi hatisi kufara nenyaya iri kuitika mukati menyika imomo
hamuna kufara
hatisi kufara kana vari kutopa ndovana chuma vana vari kuuk vari kutofara ivapo isusu takarwa hondo paground hatisi kufara nezviri kuitika mukati menyika
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru
mbavha dzozi toziziva kuti isu hatisi kufara mbavha dziri mukati menyika zvisi kuti hatisi kufara isu togara mumasango nokuda kwenyaya yemumbavha dziri muzimbabwe imomo
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru comrade
allright muvataurire vanhu ivava vari kutaura ipapo
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru regai tiende kuchinhoi kuna vajera makadii kuchinhoi panenge panare kuchinhoi inenge iri kutinetsei I think what you heard from our last two callers who are really urging President Robert Mugabe to step down so that someone can come in, and they are saying that those who are benefiting from the crisis are the ones who are urging him on to stay in power. They are saying that these are corrupt individuals. But of course, it's always a problem to accuse people of corruption and all that kind of stuff, you know, especially if they have not been taken to court. So yeah. These are allegations. Let's be specific. Labeling can be a bit problematic, especially on radio, anyone who opposes your view is corrupt.
Yeah.
We cannot say that unless, of course, a competent court of law says so-and-so has been found guilty. Gibbs.
Right. If we have to follow some legal lingo here, Mr. Mangwana, of course, people are saying, you guys are thieves. You guys are corrupt. You guys are detectors. You guys don't follow the rule of law. And all that adds up to the kind of anger that we're getting here on air. So here's the question, Mr. Mangwana. If people are calling you thieves, if people are calling you corrupt, if people are calling you everything, doesn't it dawn in your heart, right inside you, to say there's something perhaps that is wrong with us as ZANU-PF?
Not what people are calling us, the few people that are calling and calling us names, is understandable in the sense that there is thieving going on in Zimbabwe, and we are the part of power or the part of government, so they are expecting action from us. But without justifying anything, we all know that there is actually a very, very bad moral bankruptcy in Zimbabwe. You guys, you presenters, you are in the diaspora. I'm sure you send money to people in Zimbabwe, to your families, friends, and all that, and relatives. And you probably have already been fleeced by a lot of your people, your own people, your own families. And your family members are not ZANU-PF. So it means the moral decadence is not only in ZANU-PF. Yes, it's there in ZANU-PF, and the president did acknowledge that. That even Musangano Maitambava to quote it. Right. But it is also everywhere you go. In your families, in my family, in everywhere. You cannot build a house in Zimbabwe right now sending money from the United States without prices and everything being overvalued or inflated. That is not ZANU-PF doing that. Those are your family members. Those are private citizens. But where ZANU-PF, my party, lacks is where it is, where moral leadership is needed. Because if at a very high level people are stealing and there are consequences to that moral decadence, then it tends to cascade downwards. So if somebody at the top is stealing and nothing is happening, then you have it going cascading downwards as well. So yes, I agree that the ZANU-PF should do better in fighting corruption. But I refuse to accept that the corruption in Zimbabwe is only in ZANU-PF, because it's everywhere. Every party, every individual, and every family. It's a problem. Possibly coming from the crisis that happened in 2007 or 8, I don't know. But all I know is, try to do a business, somebody in Zimbabwe, you're likely to lose your money. And that person would not be ZANU-PF.
Mm-hmm. But
that's my take on it.
Yeah, but yeah. Why are people, Honorable Mangwana, not being arrested? Is this not why there's this anger amongst mm-hmm. people that they are suffering, but then there are some government ministers who are even acknowledging that they stole money, and then there are others who are, I mean, sitting pretty, everyone can see, building mansions and all that, yet the people are suffering. Why is it that, is this not the reason why some people are now saying President Robert Mugabe must step down?
I think I always write about it, and even tomorrow I think I wrote written about it in the article tomorrow. I think our lackluster fight against corruption, yes, it does erode people's goodwill towards the party. It erodes people's confidence. And I think we could do different. But here is a problem. The Vice President, Honorable Emmerson Mnangagwa, says we are paying lip service to the fight against corruption. Mm-hmm. The Commissioner General of Police, whose role it is to lead the charge to arrest the perpetrators or the suspects, says the system is protecting the corrupt. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is something different. There is something wrong with our system, in our fight against corruption. Definitely there's something wrong, and we should do something different. And I'm sure coming from ZANU-PF, that means something. Mm-hmm. That this is, our fight is not enough. Mm-hmm. It appears like a lip service. We do have the institutions there, mm-hmm. but the institutions seem to be either disempowered, dysfunctional, or disabled somehow. Mm-hmm. That's where the problem is. Mm-hmm. So yeah, if we're gonna galvanize our fight, put us a surge towards corruption, yeah, we might regain people's goodwill. Well, mm-hmm. the few people that go on the streets, and let's make it clear that we are not having thousands on the streets there against us. We are having 200, 300, and this is some other small figures.
But to be fair, on the protesters, they are being targeted, right? Some have allegedly been abducted, and there is fear. And certainly, we cannot say all is normal, and people are allowed to demonstrate.
That's an excuse, but I was going to say that's an excuse for failure, because that's not true. But
are people not being beaten, Mr. Mangwana? Are people not being attacked by the police?
There are people who are
and arrested.
People who
has
attacked?
I mean, people who have tried to protest Tajamuka, Occupy, even the opposition, they were demanding for reforms. They were given a high court order, but the police descended heavily on them and many were injured.
Didn't we have a situation where a police vehicle was burned, a ZBC vehicle was burned, shops were looted, and so forth?
Yeah,
so
but
we had a situation.
The problem is going towards a
different conversation altogether. But mm-hmm. hey, if you want us to have that one, let's have it.
Anyway, let's. You can go ahead.
Yeah, I was gonna say, following the original thread you were following, mm-hmm. I was gonna say, but even though it's 200 or less people, even though it's gonna be one person on the street, mm-hmm. If that person is a citizen of Zimbabwe, their grievance should be listened to. So that's my answer to your question on corruption. Mm-hmm. But as we said, if you want us to refollow the thread about so-called violence on the street and so on, we can always do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I was just challenging your point that there are only 200 people protesting, and I was saying that maybe there is a reason, but of course it's a subject for another day. Rega tende ku South Africa, kuna vachivumba makadi. Makadi.
Tiripo makadi zvenyu.
Aiwa tiripo. Tipe ufungwa dzenyu.
Funga dzangu apa dziri kunyanya kurerekere kuna vamugabe. Ngenyaya yekuti nyaya inoitika neyekudai. Hapana munhu asikazvione kuti muZimbabwe tiri kutambudzika. Nyango ivona vanonyatsigire ZANU-PF. Vanoenda kurare. Vachisengedzwa kana nokupiwa mari dzekungotenga doro nguva yacho iyoyo. Asi kuti kuzoenda kumba kwake munhu iyeye haana kana nechekudya chaicho chaicho. Vanotoenda kumanekidzo kuti kukumbirawo hufu hwokudya. Asi mangwana unomuzwa kuti zanzi tinotoda kuti mava Mugabe arambe uchikwikwidza paupresident next year. Asi zviri kumurwadzawo mukurarama kwake. Haadi kutarisira kuti ko vana vangu vasazojewewo mangwana. Ini ndanowedoro ndaguta, but kuzodzoka kumba uko ngatiendei pamapfuvhu toti pane chinobikwa here? Hapana. Saka zvinotirwadza isiri kuuya kunokuka, kuuye kutotamburira mhuri kuti madai yaenda kuchikoro, madai yaenda papi. Kusiya vana, kungosiya vana kungoti uonai zvekuita mahano mwaane 15 years munokwanisa kugara pamba muchichengetawo mbudzi muchienda kuchikoro kuti muone kuone kuriritira mhuri. Asi chinozonyangadza ndechekudai, pamusoro pazvo panouye kana kuti chibagi chacho ribatsuro chachinongouya munzvimbo matinogara. Unobva vanonyora vaiwototaura kuti ana baba wacho ari kusouth africa. Saka togare pamba here timirire sekuti tichapiwa chikamu chokubatsirwa. Tiripo pakutsvaga kusakura, kutsvaga kuvhima. Kuvhima auna kuti unobata chii. Zvino kwandiri kuno kuti ndikutorara mudhirizi. Asi vanongoti zvanzi baba vacho ari kusatsakusa, hatikwanisi kuti tinyore mwana wacho iyeye kuti adi apihwewo chikafu. Nhamo iri muZimbabwe ndeye munhu wese. Nometa uri kuno kusouth africa, uri kushanda, uri kuita sei, vari kumba ivo vanonga vachitoona nhamo. Kana isu tiri kuno tonga tichitoona nhamo pese petinofamba, nongozoti muZimbabweni mazimbabwenawo. But handisi kuziva kuti vanoti zvanzi ZANU-PF inowina ka kuti inowinira papika. Ndinotori isusu maopposition taitanaso kusvinurawo chaizvo chaizvo kuti pane zvakaipa zvinoizwa pamaereshen, ngatisazomire kuenda kumakoti ngenyaya yekuti koti yacho ka dzimwe dzaizvo dzitoripo pakutunga migozi itai kuti zvakati. Ndichiri kucherechedze paya pakanzi tawina weMDC pakatori nokunga mwezi dzakati kuti maridzo acho asikadaidzirwe. Right. Saka wotinaso kuona kuti dai wanyahwina zviri sei, hapana chinonaso kubuda chakanaka. Zvitori nani zvizvi taita noisi pamaerection asi iwawo obva atokanzurwa zvachose, pane kuti tozomira kuti handei kumakoti.
Aiwa vachivhumba, tinotenda. Tinotenda zvikuru. Tikaitore muteerero wekupedzisira, tasarwa nemasekedzi chaivo. Vajera makadi kuchinoi? Makadi vajera? Majera kuchinoi? Nhare yacho inenge yaramba. Gibbs, I think regati siyane nazvo, tingobva tango peta chirongwa chedu. I want to take this opportunity to thank our guest, Mr. Nick Mangwana, ZANU-PF chairperson, UK province. And before him, there was also Mr. Honorable Joseph Chuma, ZANU-PF central member and also central committee member and also a member of parliament. Thanks to our listeners, our viewers, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp. And of course, our team behind the scenes, our engineers and producers. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying good night, Zimbabwe.